100% Aussie Angus beef, cheese, tomato relish and beetroot. Macca's Aussie Angus Deluxe. Two words, Aussie as. The striking Kia range. The cornerstone of progressive technology, blistering performance and quality design. That's Kia.
You're listening to Sports Day.
Manchester City have been charged by the Premier League for breaching numerous financial fair play rules.
This is the biggest investigatory case perhaps in the history of English football, certainly the biggest scandal in Premier League history and impacting one of its most successful clubs, Manchester City, winning six titles over the last 11 years. And this investigation centres on how Manchester City have funded that success. Success they were not accustomed to at all before their 2008 takeover by Abu Dhabi. And the rules, though in place, did have restrictions on that spending.
Well, that's a big story. Tariq Pena is going to join us shortly from the New York Times in London, but clearly the football world has been rocked by these allegations. I've read all sorts of headlines that they could be removed from the whole of the competition, that they could be stripped of points. I think it'll be a mix of some of those sanctions. Jared, we'll find out from Tariq when we can get a hold of them.
Lose some draft picks, you think, Kane?
Lose some premiership points.
Have they got a relationship with Melbourne City? My understanding is they have.
Same owners, isn't it?
So is it still customers or owners out of what was it, Abu Dhabi?
Yeah.
Well, they're not short of a dollar over there, so I don't know too much about this story, albeit you keep thinking it's a pretty serious one, but can you see Manchester City out of the Premier League?
Well, we'll put that question out there. I mean, those that follow it closer than us, and we've been taking several social media requests, you know, it's not footy season, get someone on about this story. So we have done that, and we are chasing up Tariq, who he is going to join us very, very shortly once we get him to answer that Zoom call that you love so much, Jared.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Zooms. Yeah, I reckon they break down about five times more than phones, but nevertheless.
Well, it's working now.
Is it working now?
So let's go to him all the way from London on the biggest worldwide sporting topic today. Tariq Pena is his name, and he joins us. Tariq, welcome in, and thanks for joining us on Sports Day.
Hey, nice to be with you guys.
So just break it down for us simplistically. What exactly have they been accused of, Manchester City?
In simple terms, like dishonesty, not telling the truth, and I guess in again very crude terms, cooking the books, and this involves the balance sheet and whether they have provided accurate and truthful accounts to the Premier League over, you know, nearly a decade of dominance, football and the Premier League, UEFA in Europe and the Premier League in England, they have rules. And in order to be in the competition, you've got to abide with the rules. And some of those are involving financial accounts. So the suspicion has been, and we've been here before with Manchester City, that their sponsorship agreements, for one, have been inflated above their market value through these cash injections from, you know, one of the world's richest men. They're the owner, the brother of the Emir of the United Arab Emirates, Sheikh Mansour, and that's what the Premier League believe, as well as myriad other breaches. And we're up to 115 breaches over the period. And this is a major crisis.
Can you tell me why that's the case? Given that you don't have a salary cap of sorts, it's unlimited spending, from what I understand. Why is it so important that the books need to show that sort of credibility?
Yeah, no, there is actually. So the Premier League, after Portsmouth, a team here in the South Coast, went into a type of bankruptcy in 2010, and there was concerns about the future health, the financial health of football teams. So the Premier League does ask teams, and this is much more generous than UEFA, European football's governing body, to say, look, Can you have to stay within these parameters, which is, you know, total losses of £105 million across three seasons. And in order to do that, you have to provide us all of these details, your contractual arrangements with your players and coaches, and your segmented balance sheet. So that all the teams have to do this. Otherwise, there's going to be an arms race. Now, you could argue there is when you see the amount of spending, when you see the headlines every transfer window. But there is, and it's one of the things that attracts investors and owners to the Premier League, that there are rules and regulations, particularly those, you could argue, from America, where there is this kind of, in the NFL, no one really makes a loss. But here you have, red ink all over the balance sheets. And this was an effort to rein in some of that and to ensure that, one team doesn't go off into the stratosphere. And that's why these rules exist. And there's always been this sense, especially after 2018, with the publication of Football Leaks, those internal emails of Manchester City's correspondents among themselves and with their sponsorship partners, that something might be amiss, hence the UEFA case a couple of years ago and where we are today.
What's the reaction been like from the club? They are defiant, they're claiming their innocence. They released a short statement of which they just said they are shocked. So they haven't admitted any guilt on this.
No, they never have, and it's been similar, and they kind of alluded to, in between the lines, that the Premier League case is being biased, similar to what they said about UEFA. They suggested the UEFA case was biased, and they were looking forward to going in front of the independent panel, and they claim they have irrefutable evidence, and they're looking to present that. Very similar language to the UEFA case, which they eventually... it's hard to say they won the case. What happened in the UA, for instance, is that there was a time bar. That's what they successfully argued, not that what the allegations against them, that they weren't true. I don't think the court was able to determine that. It was a technicality they managed to get off on. And interestingly enough, they also said that they're really shocked, because one of the charges from the Premier League is that City haven't been cooperative, they haven't cooperated with the investigation. Again, very similar to the UEFA case. And that's something that was upheld in CAS. And I think Manchester City paid them an eight-figure euro sum in damages for not cooperating. And here, again, the Premier League have charged them. One of the charges is related to not cooperating. And Manchester City, again, in that very short statement, said they're shocked by that because they provided... a number of documents and have been cooperative. But then you've got to wonder why it's taken 5 years. We're into the fifth year. If they had been so cooperative, and I understand there were all sorts of legal actions behind the scenes to slow this down. It's been a very, very messy and long drawn out case, this. And it has affected, I guess, the reputation of not only Manchester City, but also the Premier League. This is one of Britain's great cultural exports. You're calling me from Australia now to talk about this.
Yeah.
And if you can't regulate your league and you can't get this thing sorted out, City have won three Premier League titles, let's not forget, during the course of this investigation.
Is it possible that they'd get those titles taken off them? Is part A. Part B is... Juventus were sacked or dropped the division down in Serie A in Italy a couple of years ago. How many of the 100-plus charges would they have to be found guilty of to get demoted?
This is unprecedented. Like, I remember talking to Richard Scudamore, the Premier League chief executive, the previous Premier League chief executive. He's a guy who's widely heralded as growing the league to yeah. where it is now. And this was about 7-8 years ago, I was talking to him, and I said, what's the biggest crisis you face? And he described an instance where West Ham had signed Carlos Tevez, the Argentinian striker. It turned out to be in breach of the Premier League rules. In the last seven games, he ended up scoring, I think, a goal in every game. Mm. And that kept West Ham in the Premier League by the skin of their teeth, and it relegated Sheffield United. That was huge at the time, and Sheffield United ended up getting millions in damages, and he said it was the biggest crisis he can remember. And this is, by several orders of magnitude for me, a lot bigger than that, given the repercussions across the league and the length of time. So what could the penalties be? Look, they, in the Premier League rule books, it talks about, being expelled, so potentially being relegated, I suppose. It talks about points deductions. I don't know if those points deductions can be backdated. It talks about transfer embargoes. It talks about unlimited fines. It feels like everything is potentially available on the table. But again, the Premier League has to be careful as well. If it does, if this panel does find City to be guilty of these charges, you can bet your bottom dollar that City would also appeal the severity of the penalty. They have been hiring lawyers at a rate of knots. That is quite astounding. Almost as many players they've got. They've probably got this team of lawyers at Man City. There was an advert a year or two ago for a bunch of lawyers that Man City was hiring. You know, they've pretty much got a law firm now inside that, inside their offices. They're not going to take this lying down.
Mm. Unbelievable. I've just been watching the English game, and I think all those amateurs way back then when the FA was in its amateur days would have been astounded that it could have got to this level.
Yeah, this talks to you about the internationalisation. We're talking about, a major state that essentially owns this Premier League football team. And the amount of money that is at stake here is eye-watering. A long way away from those, amateur days of men in smoke-filled rooms.
Tariq, thank you so much for the update. It's one that we will follow closely. And if you don't mind, we'll get you back on the program when there is further developments. Appreciate you joining us tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Tariq Pagna there from London, live from, writes for the New York Times over there, all over this massive story that feels like it's going to drag on for potentially years with the amount of money and legal challenges that will be involved in this one, Jared.
Yeah, there'll be lots of money spent on that particular one. Have you watched the English game?
I don't get into the time zone kills it.
No, have you watched the English game, the series on Netflix?
Oh, no, I haven't.
It's a ripper. Get onto it.
I thought you meant that I watched the Premier League. I will do that. I'm always looking for something to watch, and a recommendation for you is good.